You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Patrick Pulkta, and I'm poking at your news. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic, on our far, far right, and joining us right back from who knows where he's been for the last couple weeks, Eric, I have no thoughts.
I bet y'all miss me.
We did, Eric.
Were you gone?
I missed you, Eric.
I knew so.
Thank you, Vonnie.
Well, you were
gone.
You were gone too, Vonnie. So.
Well, I still missed you, Eric.
And from in the and representing our far left is, and sometimes in the center is Dan Rel Unrelated Johnson.
I like how Dan's in the middle, but I'm still far right.
Well, yeah. Sometimes you move to the
center. And the thing is, you're much more centrist than I am.
So. This is how the liberal media gets you.
It's my. I'm using that that funhouse mirror. That's why the everything's image is slightly distorted. And sitting up on the perch without the bird tonight is Funny, our evolution child.
Hello.
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 Tweet,
tweet, tweet.
And joining us on the panel tonight, and then she'll be down in the chat room with all the rest of you crazies, which we love you. We love you crazies. Of course, the craziest ones are up here on the show. So it's the Medusa of Medusa Rants.
Greetings, folks. Happy to be here again.
Yes. She is representing the West Coast. Hoo-hoo.
Wiki.
Yes.
Yeah, we all rap out here and surf. Yeah, it's a big lie.
I'm glad to have another girl on the show. Yay.
Yes. We're trying
the
to
next one, can we get like a conservative or at least, you know, anything
you want to be, Eric.
Eric, I meet you in the middle lots.
Yes, she does.
I swing both ways, baby.
Yeah. And those are the best.
That's good at a party too. Never mind.
Crank up the AC/DC. Come on now.
There you go. Yes. Definitely yes, evolution job. I'm overcompensating.
Oh,
I can actually see the chat room now. Nothing's getting by me tonight. I've added a PC into the mix here. It's all it is right now is just focusing on the chat room and a couple of the stories that I can't get pulled up on my iPad here. So I'm working with this new technology, so I'm not going to be typing a whole lot, but we're working
new
it out.
That means
well, it's not new
to do something interesting.
Well, all right, it's Windows XP. It's not new technology. It's new to the house, I should say.
There we go.
It's old technology to the, but it's new to the house. So, and anything different in this house is a whole other ball game. But anyway, let's get going on tonight's stories. And whoops, if I could find the right mouse. Oh yeah, there we go. We didn't have any corrections for last week, so let's get into our tech stories for this evening. Our first tech story from tonight is, I really was.
No,
I was. Facebook, a factor in, a factor in the, a lot of divorces today because of technology is because, well, they're blaming this on Facebook because people are getting, well, hooked up. They meet up with old people that they knew from their past or sometimes new people from the area, and they get to conversating, and they're not stuck in the same old rut as they, you know, with the same old person, I guess. I don't know. This is just the poll that – I'm not sure poll, but it's the claim is saying this, that they're – trying to make that Facebook is responsible for a lot of divorces in the in Britain anyway. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, you know, It says 33% of all divorces in 2011 included the word Facebook, according to these new figures. So, I don't know. I guess it's just our consciousness and our society is just becoming accustomed to new things. So every time something new technology comes along, they divorce is blamed on this. So when the car automobile was invented, we're gonna blame all divorces on automobiles because people can drive around and they can meet new people. So this is just a fancier automobile you can do from your house. So at least that's my opinion on that. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, like you said, I'd like to have a little more data about how they get to this, but you know, it says that the word Facebook was included somewhere in the divorce petition, and pretty much all that means is one spouse was talking to someone who wasn't their spouse over Facebook. And it's, you know, it's like in 1975, how many divorce petitions mention the word telephone?
Yes.
Whether that's where it started, which, you know, I'm sure quite a few of them probably have.
Yeah.
But Facebook is not killing your marriage. Your marriage was already dead to begin with.
Well said.
Very, very true, Dan. Very true. I mean, yeah, people are going to. People do not. It doesn't happen all the time, right? But people do tendency to wander because we get bored. I guess I don't know. I don't know if it's boredom or it's just I don't know. There's so many factors in what goes through people's minds. There's the boredom factor, abusive factor, miscommunication, no communication, no satisfaction. That's a many issues right there too. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I don't know. I think I'm in the middle on this one because people are people, and I think when you can have a private account online and have access to the world virtually, you know, there's going to be things that are going to go on, and it's almost like with on a silver platter, you're offering all the goodies that you would not have at the tips of your fingers otherwise. And a lot of people fall for it. And I don't think a lot of people do it to be devious. I think they just fall into it. And I do actually know of an older couple, like friends of my parents actually. And she met a guy from years ago. Mm-hmm. And they ended up, you know, they were just friends. And they ended up, now she moved, they're divorced. She divorced her husband. And now she moved to a whole different province, and she's extremely happy. And
so it's more like
I just think there's two sides to the coin because.
Do you think maybe these people are getting because they're not getting the emotional relationship right. that they have with their spouse that they meet to talk with somebody that they more connect with online, and then they
exactly. Like I don't know though. I agree with Dan that if it was dead, it was dead anyway. I think Facebook may just. Is divorce always a bad thing? You know, this woman in particular that I speak of is happier now than she probably has been in the last 10 years of her previous marriage. She's extremely happy.
You know, I think her previous marriage probably wasn't the right guy.
Yeah,
exactly. And this is what I'm saying, in that this is an older couple. They were in their 50s, almost 60s, and perhaps she might have just spent the last 20 years of her life being in an unhappy marriage because she's the type of woman, she's a stay-home type of woman. And she may have just stayed in that relationship forever and been unhappy, right?
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of people used to do that back, like, in the 50s. Yeah.
And we're 50s. Talking about people who don't have children, though.
Yeah.
No, they're trying to pass a law in California where you cannot divorce if you have children.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, okay, but there's a certain age.
You know, divorce is sad and it's unfortunate, but I don't know that it's to me, it's like for someone else looking in, I mean, divorce is also a part of life, and why should people be together if they don't want to be together?
So yeah.
Facebook isn't a bad thing all the time, is all I'm saying. Like, it doesn't always have to have that negative.
We need to get, we need to set up a phone line real quick and get a hold of Newt Gingrich. He'll have the insights on this.
Well, you know, if he ever became president, the two reasons why he got rid of his ex, because, well, she wasn't pretty enough to be the the and wife of a president, and she had cancer. So, you know, you got to have both those reasons, you know.
What about John Edwards? Let's not forget him in all this.
Oh,
oh yeah.
At least Newt Gingrich didn't have a love child. And paid the wife, you know, the mother of
we
his
sure did
child
miss
a whole
you.
Lot
we,
of money.
We miss you,
so
Eric.
There's that positive.
We miss you, Eric. Medusa, your thoughts.
Well, I worked in divorce court, so I'm not the person to ask here. It's complicated. You know, if it's not, from my perspective, I'm sitting in court right now, and I'm listening to a bunch of people who want to get divorced. And if it's not Facebook, it's going to be something else. So, yeah, that's what I think fundamentally is my basic opinion. If it's not one thing, it's going to be another. And as soon as the next new thing comes along, as Packard was saying, we're going to blame it on that, you know. So
yeah,
I think I would meet somewhere in the middle with everybody.
I don't know. I think like,
but when
I
you
think
have
I would just maybe not use the word blame all the time. Like, I'm just saying that maybe it's not a matter of blame. It is a factor, but is it a bad factor?
I wouldn't say. Well, maybe blame is not the word, but maybe that's the. Maybe it's the thing we're going to point to say that's the reason why. We're gonna because we
yeah
we
because
can't,
from
we can't.
From my friend's point of view, Facebook saved her.
Right.
It was Facebook. If it wasn't for Facebook, it wouldn't have happened.
Right.
Absolutely. But she doesn't see it as a bad thing.
Right. Exactly. That she so, in her opinion.
Sure.
And her view. And
husband
her,
does though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, there's all that sadness. That I was thinking
about.
My favorite part of the, my favorite part of the article about this is. Tell us your story in the comments on our Facebook page.
Nice. Nice. Eric, your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm pretty much where everybody else stands. I mean, you know, this has been going on for a very long time. To me, it's more of just an excuse to try and get out of a relationship than anything. If you're unhappy, you need a shake up. And just remember, if you have children, to do your best to not forget about the kids. Don't make it a bitter thing, or try your best not to make it a bitter thing in front of the kids.
Yeah.
And if you can
also
save
don't spoil
that relationship.
The kids.
What's that?
And also don't spoil
can
the kids.
Save that relationship. If it's not terminally broken and you can stick it out until the kids are out of the house,
that's
then do
like
that.
It.
Well, there's so many reasons, you know.
I'm not talking about abuse or drugs or booze or anything like that. I'm with you, Eric. I'm very conservative about marriage. You better have your butt home by 5, and I better know who you're talking to on Facebook. So that does
well,
not
I'm
happen.
Not, I'm not
to
that
me.
Stickler for it, but. Let's not get too extreme here.
Eric, say not get extreme. Come on. Wait.
Wow.
All right, check behind.
I have a Facebook account.
Yeah. There's that too. Someone check behind the couch. Make sure Eric wasn't replaced. No, I'm just kidding, Eric.
No, I. You know, and I have to say that. You know, I guess this is more of a comment for divorce than it is for the actual Facebook element to it. I mean, like I said, Facebook's just a reason for it. But you know, it's like, man, it just gets messy. Like, I have a friend of mine who's gone through all that. And you know what? The first thing I always say, it's what about the kids, you know? Now, fortunately, these kids are young, so it's going to – might be, like, normal for them. But, you know, I could not imagine doing this whenever it's – you know, whenever you're 7, 8 years old or even in high school, you know? That's just such a hard process. And then, you know, if it's a bitter thing, you got parents who put their children – in the middle of the argument that's between the parents it's not a very adult thing to do. And then you always have, you know, the parents overcompensate with the divorce by giving children the tons and tons of gifts and just spoiling. And you know, you have one parent who's super lenient and then the other parent who is
super strict.
And it's just, it's hard for them to
adjust.
And that's really the big thing.
Yeah. No, there's a, that's a very valid point, Eric, because many people, what they do is they think of their kids as prizes. In many cases, for one person, it's going to be a prize because let's say you said one is going to lavish them and the other one can't lavish them, because the one that usually gets the kids, the one that can't lavish them. And so they're going to use them as a focal point to try to get custody or money from the other one who can afford it anyway. So I mean that's just my opinion. Of course, I've down this road myself.
And I'm coming from the education side. So you know, it's like there have been times where it's like a kid stays with mom, and you know, mom's super super strict, and the kid behaves, and the very second the kid goes with the dad,
uh-huh.
it's like hell on wheels. You know, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Homework's not getting done. Schedules aren't being kept. Things of that nature.
But some of us who have full custody of their kids, me being one of them, I'm a pretty good dad. I keep on top of my kids with all that stuff.
Well, yeah, and that's the important thing, and that's what should be the focus. But anyhow, Facebook is just an excuse. And
oh yeah, that's exactly it. It's an excuse.
Well, better Facebook than Twitter. Yeah. That's all I have to say. They don't talk smack about Twitter, do they? Huh?
I haven't seen it yet anyway.
Knock, knock, knock.
That's because Twitter doesn't allow you to talk long enough. Yeah. You only have 140 characters.
Yeah, there's always Twit longer in TMI.
Yeah. TMI is the new one.
Well, and thing of it is, we all know that most men couldn't last 140 characters anyway.
Yeah. But, oh, nice. Speaking of Facebook, a man, if you're ever on in a jury, and I was on one last year, do not, if the person that's on the defendant or the prosecution or whoever on either side is, you know, kind of good looking, and you find out their name, do not try to get to be friends with them on Facebook, because that will get you kicked out. Not only kicked you off the jury pool, but it will get you you will get fined and probably put in jail. There was a guy who's he had this happen. He was on a jury. He's like, oh, that lady, she's kind of cute, and try to become friends with her on Facebook. This is the wrong thing to do. If you want to do it after the fact, then go ahead. But you know, during the trial, not a good idea. Dan, your thoughts?
I'm biting my tongue.
Hold on to it for right now, Medusa. Dan, your thoughts?
You know, it's a jury of your peers, and you know, most people, you know, half the people in this country are below median in intelligence, and
that's why they're all on Facebook.
That's why they're all the juries.
That's what Facebook is for. Yeah, this guy wasn't smart enough to get out of a jury pool, so he's on Facebook and he tries to friend the defendant. It's like, oh my gosh. Nah, it's stupid crooks deserve stupid juries.
Yes. Well, we don't know if this was that particular case. I think it could have been a civil matter too.
Oh yeah. The guy obviously is not terribly bright, wasn't listening very well to the instructions. I wouldn't want him on a jury deciding my fate.
Yes. As Crystal says in the chat room, that says you can't fix stupid. Vonnie, your thoughts?
If I had been the person on trial, I would have been so grateful that he did do something so stupid so he wouldn't be on the jury anymore. What a way to get rid of someone dumb on the jury. But what the hell? Like, how did he end up getting caught?
It says here that he goes, I actually, a friend requested, I didn't think it was a big deal. I didn't think I would get picked for the jury.
God, he didn't think it would be a big deal?
Yeah. It says there is reportedly evidence that Jock sent more than 20, that sent the request 20 minutes after the whole jury pool was told that the judge not to contact anyone. I mean, really?
Would that not even, like, I'm sorry, I guess common sense is never what it seems, I suppose, but come on.
We don't have common sense on juries requirements in the United States.
Yeah. Common sense anyway.
Trust me.
I take it back.
I always thought, you know, I would have gotten out of it if I could have, but I was too honest.
Jury duty is fun. It's a civic duty that's exciting.
Not the one I was on.
Underpaid, I'll grant you that. Underappreciated, but it's an practitioner of law, I'll tell you, I can't get on a jury to save my life.
Really? I'll tell you what, next time you can take my place, Medusa. Did you have any other thoughts on that, Medusa?
Well, no, it's just like divorce court. People will do anything to get off a jury. And if he was stupid enough to Facebook somebody and remove himself from the jury pool, then God bless the man, although I'm an atheist. But I threw that in there for Eric. Bless his little heart. He did us a favor, because the standard for juries in this country is about fifth grade, sixth grade level. That's not too smart.
Yeah. But it says here that maybe he would did it just to so he could get out of jury duty, but I mean...
You would be surprised what people would do to get out of jury duty.
Oh, I've
perhaps
I've
you wouldn't.
It. No, I saw it firsthand in a recent case I was involved in. It's like, unbelievable.
Nobody wants to... People ask me. The one question I get over and over again, it's not for legal advice, it's, how do I get off a jury, Jen? How do I get off the jury? Don't you want to know how to defend yourself, or you know, you've been in a car accident, you need some help, chasing the ambulance? No, I want to get off the jury.
Yeah.
And end of story.
Well, actually, I've been called for jury duty three times. Two out of three times I got out of it. So I that's not a bad track record.
That's a lot after you.
I think
no, it was all legal too.
I think if we, as you know, as our civic duty, if we should have to do these things, I think our employers should have to pay us in lieu time.
Oh,
because
that'd
be nice. Bet a lot of people wouldn't mind doing it if it didn't mean that, you know, now their paycheck at the end of the month is going to be drastically smaller than it would on a normal
month. Absolutely.
I don't think it's fair to ask people to compromise their lifestyle. I mean, you have kids to feed, a car payment to make, et cetera, et cetera. I think they just, that system is so broken.
Yes.
It is broken, but it's the only system we've got, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it works fairly well.
Well, when it works.
Most other country. When it works. I was getting to that point. But, yeah, when it works, it does work well. But I agree with Lonnie, you know, a stub for a bus is not enough incentive to get anybody onto a jury panel.
Yes. Eric, your thoughts.
I want an update to this story that tells us if he got managed to get the date or not. I mean, he got kicked off of a jury for this woman. That, to me, at least deserves dinner.
What a romantic.
I got it kicked off a jury for you. How nice. Goodbye.
Back at divorce court 10 years later. But I'm bummed. Facebook did us in.
There you go.
Sorry.
Which thing is, which
she,
thing is right back?
She called me with another jurist.
Oh, that's lovely.
Precious.
Right. All right, well, let's get moving on here.
Politics.
Down in Texas, if you don't like the death penalty, well, that's, you're probably one of the few. But when you are a, if you are a judge on a court case and you say you don't, and you find the death penalty unconstitutional, you get removed from it. There is the, a judge, Teresa Hawthorne, and she said that this death penalty statute violates the Constitution because it grants too much arbitrary discretion to prosecutors. And as a result of this decision, Hawthorne is now being deemed unfit to hear a capital case. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. She's probably the smartest, probably the only one down there with any brains. And they say, oh, you're too smart. Boom, we can't use you on any case because we don't want you to preside over anything that has to deal with the death penalty because you're going to vote against it. And we want to kill as many people as we can. I mean, I know Zach's not here, but I mean, I'm sure he would have tell about the express lines into the gas chamber, electric chamber, whatever chamber they're using to kill as many inmates as they possibly can down there in Texas. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, basically, what is it? An activist judge is anyone who makes a decision that you don't agree with.
Yeah.
You know? This is basically, this woman is being attacked because they made, because she made decisions that the state didn't like.
Yeah,
the state of Texas loves putting people to death, And it's like a national pastime down there. It's pathetic.
Yes.
We have up here in Illinois, we have former governor George Ryan went to prison for some corrupt things he did, but also was nominated for the 2005 Nobel Peace Prize because of his moratorium on the death penalty.
Yep.
Because of people that were on death row that were found to be innocent, before their actual execution date.
Yeah.
Luckily, I'm sure there were some that were not found out that were innocent and went to their death.
Yes.
At the hands of the state. But Texas doesn't seem to care about that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't surprise me in the least.
Yeah.
I hope Rick Perry gets his wish and they're able to secede, and all the people that don't want to deal with that kind of crap can come back up here north, you know?
There you go. We need Texas anyway. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I'm not sure if I'm entirely clear on what you were alluding to there, because I don't know who these people are that you're talking about.
I don't know them personally either.
No, I don't. What is it that she doesn't want to sit on the jury or
no,
something? What?
No, that's she is a she's a judge, and she has she does not want. She says the death penalty is unconstitutional,
so they
took her off of a capital case, which is down, which is probably including the possibility of going to the death penalty so any capital cases are generally anything that involves a death penalty. So since she finds it unconstitutional, okay, there you go.
Okay, so she doesn't want to have anything to do with the death penalty, basically.
Well, not so much that. It's more so the fact that she finds it unconstitutional. Not that she doesn't want everything to do with it. It says it's unconstitutional against its. To put someone to death for a crime, and the state, who loves to put people to death and has the highest track record for putting people to death in their state.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's being censured, basically.
I support her completely, but that's because I'm against the death penalty. So.
Yeah.
That's
it? Okay. Short, sweet, to the point. Medusa, your thoughts?
I'm very opinionated about this topic. Mm. Very opinionated. I've sat in court. My child was almost murdered. I know that doesn't have anything to do with what you're talking about, but I worked in criminal court for many years. I've seen crime scene photos of dead babies, and I'm telling you that there was a case in Connecticut recently where if the death penalty was not warranted, I don't know what is. I don't think people should get the death penalty. If there is flimsy DNA evidence, if you know, Texas executes everyone. I mean, it's the worst state in the country to use as an example. This woman should have kept her mouth shut and moved, so she could have been a judge in a different state. That's my opinion. She is a good jurist. She's just in the wrong part of the country.
Yeah.
Bless her heart. And needs to get out of there. There, I'm telling you, there are some cases that require the death penalty, and that is my opinion.
Hmm. Then we had an incident up here a few years ago. A guy, he was out hunting, and he had came across some other hunters. He claimed that they were using racial epithets at him, and then claimed that they shot at him. And he was apparently a combat veteran, and so he shot 7 people total. And then he shot a couple other people along the way. And then at one point he said, "Oh no, I'm not gonna shoot anybody else." And the first person he came across was actually someone I actually knew, and said, "You know, before this is after
right.
he had thrown the gun away and said, 'I'm not gonna shoot anybody else.'" And he admitted this to the police that he had shot these people. And
when adults are shooting adults, I don't really have a problem with that. It's when adults are raping and murdering and burning homes down with children inside that I have a problem. But I think if adults are killing each other, put your butt on a life row for the rest of your life. That's the solution to that problem.
That's what they did with him. They put him on they put him on the life row here. Because he changed his story. You know, and I at one point, it's like he said that he said he didn't say anything about them shooting at him. Then that came late. He changed it a little on later And there's like, so I don't, we won't never know the whole story exactly, but there were seven people dead because of this one man. And I was like, at that moment, Wisconsin didn't have the death penalty. And I was like, if there had been, I would have been for it at that time. But looking back, I think that would have been a mistake, because, you know, he should have to be in prison to think about what he's done. Because once you're dead, you there is no relearning of why you did was wrong. And that's just my opinion. Eric, your thoughts?
I'm going to be with Jeannie on this one. Mm. I think you know, I know you and I have talked about it on the show before, Packard, but, yeah. You know, I tend to be a pro-death penalty in cases where you have, you know, either video, DNA, and mm-hmm. some people, you know, it's like you give them three chances to do something with their life, and every step they haven't done anything. They keep on doing the same thing. Like these violent child rapists or violent rapists in general, you know, I mean.
And will never be cured.
And never, yeah, it's. You know, it's like we could try, and I think if you're not going to do something productive, why should my tax dollars go to pay for your prolonged life in a cell with TV, weights, you know, and no chain gang anymore, because that's considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
So the thing is that I think it should be an option. Now, as far as this judge and her recusing herself, I'm you know, I don't know. I'm going to be honest, and I really don't understand all the logistics of the case and why she would have to recuse herself. You know, I mean, I think she was recused.
I think that she didn't recuse herself. She was they basically censored her.
Okay. Mm. Well, I mean, you could be on the case and just never give the death penalty.
That's exactly why they censored her, because they knew that if the death it came up to the point of death penalty, they were going to say, hey, you know, we want someone who's going to be pro-death penalty and not say it's unconstitutional. You see what I'm saying there?
I see where Packard's coming from. It's completely a politically motivated move to get this
yes.
judge off the bench.
Yes.
And that's the question. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, the judicial system is separated out from the political system, and so neither the twain shall meet. So on principle, I would have to agree with the judge here. She can say what she wants to say. It's a free country.
Yes, not except for Texas.
Except for Texas, of course, the Lone yeah. Star State. All right.
Eric,
a snort on air from Medusa.
Eric, go ahead and finish your thoughts. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to clarify that.
Oh, no problem. It's just, you know, and I really don't know all the logistics of court cases and stuff like that or how judges recuse unless they have an issue with or unless they've been a part of certain bills and stuff like that, like with – what's her name? Supreme Court Justice just got appointed.
Where?
Oh, Sotomayor.
Sotomayor.
Okay.
She has to recuse herself from the health care.
Is it even to Supreme Court?
Yeah.
You know there's also a Republican judge that's on there who had government kickbacks or he's been on court cases over businesses that have given him money and his
right.
wife money, and he's never recused himself. So, like, we won't even go there that she...
Well,
that
I'm just saying. I mean, I just know that... I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying that I know that there's protocol and stuff like that. And on this case, I'm not sure I fully understand what it is. So,
yeah.
I'm going to...
Well, they're just saying that she can't preside over any cases where there could be a death penalty involved. So if she'll
yeah.
let's say if the prosecution wants a death penalty for the crime involved, she's going to say there's not going to be a death penalty on this because it's unconstitutional. So they said, hey, you can't rule that way. We don't want you to rule that way. We want you to rule in the favor of death penalty if it comes to that point. We brought the prosecutor to give them as much leeway as they can to give this person death.
Yeah.
So it's politically motivated here.
Okay, well, that's fine.
You're so easy tonight, Eric. Are you sure we got to look for that pod? I swear we're looking.
It's a new year. Yeah. I'm chill.
New year, new Eric. Well, speaking of politically motivations, and this is a totally new. This is a new year and the beginning of 2012. That legislation out in where was this here? Oh, I had it in a minute. Oh, in the state of Washington, Governor Chris Georgio says she'll put forward legislation to legalize gay marriage marriage for gay and lesbian couples. Now, this is a good start. This is a first good step. That is unless we get, you know, someone like Rick Santorum in office, and he said he's going to overturn all marriages over gay people anywhere, all over the country. But don't try Googling his name, because he is a very foul and vile person. So don't trust me. You don't want to Google him. But this is a good step. Regardless, this is still a step forward, which is making a lot of the people in the GOP a little nervous, and especially the Christian right saying, "Oh, anybody that the same sex people, that's icky and oogie." And you know, the thing is. And I'm going to step into the abortion rally area for just a moment, because the Christians don't want people to have abortions. Well, who's not going to have an abortion? Gay couples. Two guys are not going to have an abortion. Two women are not going to have an abortion. These two people should be natural allies, but no, they're they're on the opposite side of the fence.
Never thought of that.
They're opposite sides of the fence here. I don't know why they don't see this. I mean, they should be natural allies, but they're not, because they're not going to have abortion. Dan, your thoughts?
I never thought of that.
The things I think of.
Crazy, crazy. yeah, it's interesting. Republican legislators in Washington are screaming that this was a very bad time for her to do this, because it's an election cycle and she's grandstanding and this and that. And it's basically, they just still have the icky factor. They don't want it. And it all comes down to a religious reason why they don't want it. And, you know, they'll say, oh, no, it's because it's unnatural and it's perverted. And it's like, well, that's what your Bible says. That's not what science is saying.
Right.
We don't base our secular laws on religious ideas, religious feelings.
Right.
And that's the only explanation it always comes down to for the people that are anti-gay rights, anti-same-sex marriage. The only reason they have is religious in nature. Even though they will try to argue against that, that's what it always comes down to. And they're on the losing side.
Yes.
It's gay rights are coming around finally. They tried to use the same arguments when it was civil rights for blacks, when it was voting rights for women, when it was voting rights for men that didn't have property.
Right.
It's always the same tired old arguments against people's rights, because they feel, the people with privilege feel that their own rights are going to be watered down because of, you know, the people that they don't like are going to actually have a say in what happens.
Yeah, actually, in a way, it does water them down, because they actually, but you did hit the nail on the head there, that they have the same voice as they are, and they think they should have more voice than everybody else. But so you did hit the head there, Dan. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I just, you know, you've heard my opinion on this before. I'm from Canada, man. It's like, love.
Love Canada style.
Oh, yeah, well, and I can't speak for all of Canadians, because there are some Flintstone thousand
you got
years
Flintstones
old thinking people here, too.
See, I knew there was a reason why those Flintstones cartoons were always so snowy. No, maybe that was just a bad TV reception. Go ahead. Sorry.
But it has been legal here for so long that it just, it's like, wow, are people still deliberating over this? It's such old issue in Canada that when I see it as an issue, it really blows my mind that, like, I'm seriously looking at this and it's like, how in any way is this complicated? There's two people who love each other.
Yeah.
End of story. Like, it's just so stupid to me.
Yeah, Dawkins dog in the chat room says, I considered becoming bisexual, but the thought of men turning me down too was too depressing. That's very nice, Dawkins.
So, yeah, I don't know. I just I can't wait for the rest of the world to catch up with humanity. Because it's really a nice place when everybody can just live their life without other people poking their nose in it. You know, nobody's hurting anybody here. These are grown adults.
Yeah, well, it's going to take time because you look at all the people over in the Middle East. They're still trying to get rights for women. I mean, come on now. They're still stoning their women and beating them and killing them for stupid things. I mean, it's gonna take a while. Here, it's just we got to get the religious factor out of our country.
Yeah, I agree. And religion has a way of just continuously rearing its ugly head, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even when you think that it's a line dog, every now and then it just raises its head. Even here in Canada, so. For sure. But I think the issues that come about with regard to human rights, we've come too far in that regard. I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I can't see that ever going backward now. I sure hope not anyway.
Yeah, same here. I hope we don't either. But, you know, the Republicans, a lot of Republicans, not Eric, he's more forward thinking. But but there are a lot of Republicans and Christian groups out there that would rather push us back into the Stone Age than have to worry about what. The social issues because it's not in their Bible. It's because anything not in their Bible is icky and ooky. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'm looking at here comment by Canada. Have we come too far or gone too far? I mean, in this country, gosh, Vonnie lives in heaven and we live in hell. We haven't come far enough in America, obviously, on many different levels, not just gay marriage, but, you know, that's certainly a powerful point there, whereas it's the last group who's so disenfranchised from the rest of the nation. If two people are in love, I don't see what the problem is. And if I want to be a cynic, I'll say, if they want to go ahead and think they're in love and get married and have a divorce, let them do that too.
Mm-hmm.
But that should be everyone's right to do that. And the fact that we have to legislate such basic human rights in the United States on a state-by-state level is so draconian and slow. Uh-huh. This should be coming on high down from the feds. It should not be decided by the states at all. That's where I tend to depart. Am I happy for Washington? Yeah. But I look at California and the hippies cannot get it together on this issue. And it
like,
should be
well, man.
A lighten up, smoke a doobie. You're in California.
That's
you know,
right,
catch
man.
A wave. Find
catch
a gay
wave.
Guy and get married.
Gotta get the beach.
Now vote for Jello Biafra.
So that's where I come from. I'm with Vonnie on this. You know, we're just in the dark ages here in America, and it's almost getting embarrassing to be an American.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to things like the death penalty and gay marriage, I mean, there's basic human rights. That would be my opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Eric, your thoughts?
You told me I had to finish fast.
Yes. And you did. Eric, your thoughts?
I have always been a strong advocate and supporter on the show of hot lesbians, and especially in their desire to marry.
Yes, you have, Eric. I will give you that. You have.
I have been a very staunch supporter of
that. You're not supposed to be in favor of it just because it benefits you, Eric.
Oh.
I think you're missing the point.
That's how all this worked. I mean, doesn't marriage benefit them? Why does it only have to benefit them?
Eric doesn't mind lesbians so long as they put a camera in the bedroom.
And if you want to send me a video, I'm okay with that. It's packed. Sonic sucks at yahoo.com.
Oh, Eric, you crack me up.
And I will maintain my support of hot lesbians. Trying to be together.
So only hot lesbians
can't have any.
So only hot lesbians can get married. Is that it, Eric?
No. I mean, in all honesty, I support. Here's my thought about it. As long as it's just a federal thing, I'm okay. Just don't go into the churches and try and do it there. Because to me, it's like that's more of a belief. Mm-hmm. And if you don't agree with that belief, then don't go to that church. Try and find a church that allows such things. I know there are progressive churches out there. Not everybody's Westboro.
You'd be surprised how many churches turn away people who of the same-sex mm-hmm. marriages.
Well, I'm sure it's a lot of them. But I'm, you know, there are some.
Episcopalians are good.
Huh?
The Episcopalians are good.
Yeah, and usually, and I don't know where the Methodists stand on all this, but the Methodists tend to be more open-minded and stuff like that. So, like I said, but I'm not – don't go to a Methodist church trying to get married.
Why would I want to go to a Methodist or any church anyway? Any church. As a straight woman, I could tell you right now, it'll be on a mountaintop somewhere. It won't be in a church.
If you're a hot lesbian, it'll be a whole lot easier for you.
Oh, I think Eric also wants to. I'm gonna wax into the
again
into sci-fi.
This can be sent to Packard_Sonic at sucks@yahoo.com.
Eric just wants mail. That's he doesn't care what he does.
Not mail, email.
That's what I'm saying. Email. I'm sorry.
Mail videos.
He wants email. Yes, he wants email videos. Yes. Oh, nice.
Give me the news.
Out here in Wisconsin, we actually made the USA Today for something really I didn't think was really I have no words to describe this really because it was just kind of like crazy. A medical expert was arrested for keeping a body part, and it turns out it was a lady. I thought, okay, what's running through my mind was for a certain thing, but apparently that's not what it was. It turns out that she I'm sorry, my mind just went right there.
Dan, didn't we cover this already?
No, but
to a certain degree, but that was a little bit. That was without Packard and Eric.
Yeah, that's right.
True. All right.
Or no, without Packard and Vonnie, Eric was here.
That's right. Eric was here. That's right. But anyway, this medic.
Before I kind of missed something.
That's all. No, that's all right, Eric. Everybody's
all right.
No, anyway, the.
I'm not in my head in agreement.
Out later.
Yeah, we'll work this out later. Anyway, this lady, she was a medical examiner, and she kept part of the body part. The corpse's spine, and she was said she was using it to train her dog to find human remains. She didn't know that this was illegal, and you know, because she was trying to do the right thing. She was trying. Well, I don't know if it's the right thing. She was trying to. Do something different. Try to teach. You know, that's what they have these dogs they call cadaver dogs. So what they do is they're trained to find dead bodies when someone dies and they have to go looking for someone that's lost or whatever. And they have these dogs that are trained. So if somebody has died, they're not going to respond. They're going to say, "Hey, I'm over here." You know, so they're trained to look for these people. So that's what she was trying to do. Is trying to train her dogs. So she claims. As a cadaver dog. I mean, maybe she was just trying to give it a midnight snack. I don't know, but that's what she's claiming anyway. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is it's kind of odd.
I
love that sound he makes. Just do that again, Dan.
The dramatic pause. I just have to, and I'm not saying anything about the dog's pause either. Why would she, you know, think that doing this would be a good idea? There are, you know, cadaver dogs are very thoroughly trained and. Yeah, by professionals. There are special organizations and companies that do this. And it's not something that you just undertake on your own with, you know, the vertebrae that, take a few vertebrae here home with me since nobody's going to be using them, you know.
Not like he's using it.
Like Chaos Agent just mentioned in the chat room, you can purchase these items to train cadaver dogs.
Well, maybe she was short on cash. Maybe that she wasn't getting paid enough, so she figured, just take a little bit home.
I don't think she knew what she was doing.
I wonder if she took it home in a doggy bag. Oh.
It's odd. I don't know what kind of regulations, what kind of requirements that Wisconsin has to be a medical examiner. Now, I know if you're a coroner, in the state of Illinois, there are no requirements other than that you be elected.
Yeah.
No medical training required. But a coroner is not a medical examiner.
Right.
Medical examiners are supposed to be doctors.
Right.
Now, if this woman actually is a medical doctor, I would think she would be bright enough to know that this was not the right thing to do. And her excuse is that just an excuse. There's something else going on here. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's bizarre beyond me.
Yeah, that's, well, you know me, I find the strange stories. Like, they happen to fall in my lap, and this was one of them. But yeah, it's a little strange. Vonnie, I knew you were going ew in the chat room there. So what are your thoughts?
Ew.
Everyone's so squeamish.
Why ew?
My father-in-law is a mortician, for God's sake.
We'll get to you in a minute there, Medusa. Vonnie.
Yeah, that's really all I had.
Oh, really? Okay.
Great. Back to the chick who's actually got a father-in-law who's a mortician, or whatever they call him.
Well, whatever. I mean, if that's your profession, great. But do you, that talk about bringing your work home. That's just a...
Oh, see? No, you did. That's as bad as the doggy bag comment.
I just think that is disrespectful, too. I think, like, just ew.
Yeah.
Hey, there's nothing on these people's minds anymore than just getting off work.
I know, but imagine if that were your daughter or your mother.
Yeah.
And you found out that some chick brought your daughter's hand home to train her dog. Like, ew, right?
Well, that's, you know, I'm reminded of the Monty Python sketch.
You know. But just your thoughts.
What happened with seeing eye dogs or dogs for the elderly? Why a cadaver dog? I'm with Dan here again. This is just proof of an underlying problem she has, and I don't want to raise a specter of Karen Greenlee, but I will.
Karen Greenlee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan. Sacramento's very own necrophiliac coroner who got caught in a cab with a stiff one.
Oh, my.
Mm-hmm.
I did not hear about this case.
Oh, yeah. Dan knows more than I do, apparently. but, no, I think this is just an underlying problem here. I think she needs to be 5150 as quickly as possible.
Yeah, definitely. She's a little strange.
There's more than meets the eye here.
Yeah, there's something going on more than what she's telling, obviously. Because, like, I said that too. I mean, you know, there's, I think she used this as an excuse, really. But I think it, yeah, it's a little strange. Yeah. Eric, your thoughts?
Poor Eric.
I'm drawing. I'm always last, so everything good has already been taken up.
Okay, skip to Eric next time. Skip me.
No, it's just one of those things where it's, I mean, maybe she does have a good intention, you know? I mean, how maybe she wants to find missing people, and this is what she's trying to do.
Or maybe she was trying to change jobs.
Maybe she was trying to change jobs. Maybe she's trying to reward her dog, and this is a free way of rewarding her dog. I mean, it's not like that dude needed his spine to begin with. Just saying.
Eric! Did you fall down and hit your frontal lobes today?
I'm trying to be optimistic with this.
Really?
That was
optimism.
I think you're trying to be the devil's advocate.
Yeah. Is this one of those where it's failing?
See, Eric, now you know why I don't play the heavy on this show.
Oh, man. See, I'm the conservative on the show, so it's easy for me to be the villain.
That's right.
Oh, and I wear the mantle proudly.
Yes, he does. No one can take that place.
No one can do it like you can, Eric.
That's Thank right.
Back to the bone, honey.
Well, moving from the backbone to the well bone. out in Ohio, they have... Yes, here. I know. Thank you. Isn't that nice? It was nice and flowing. Out in Ohio, just earlier this week, they had some really strong earthquakes. Now, a lot of Christian fundies will say, I've been using earthquakes as a point of contention, saying, oh, there's earthquakes happening in all kinds of weird places, so the end of the world's coming. This is just another thing that
I blame global warming.
Yeah. Well, in this case, out in the earthquakes that happened out in Ohio, which registered, I believe it's, as I recall, about 4.0 magnitude and more, was actually the cause of...
We stir our coffee with that in California. Come on.
Well, actually, the earthquakes out there were basically because of drilling.
Kraken.
Yeah, fracking. It's called fracking. What they do is they
frickin' fracking.
Yes, they pump down this chemical down into the aquifer and to pump out their natural propane or oils or whatever it is they're drilling for, and they happen to cause these earthquakes. If you look at where the seismic earthquake was, it was right along a riverbed, and that's probably where the weakest point was on this. So, fundies, it's not God. This was man-made. This is us being stupid with our environment and caused this earthquake. So you can put down the world is ending tomorrow sign for at least for right now. And then when you see the missiles go up, then you can say you put them up and I'll carry one with you. But for right now, the earthquakes, that was man-made. Okay, let's get that straight right now. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's interesting. It hasn't happened this quickly or widespread before. Fracking, the way they've been doing it, does tend to cause some tremors in places, especially very close to where they're doing it. And this is becoming a bigger problem depending on the underlying ground structure, especially in places that are not already prone to earthquakes.
Yes.
It's, you know, when was the last big earthquake in Ohio that you can remember being reported? I can't remember any, actually.
Well, they had when we had that big earthquake out in the East Coast, they felt the tremors all the way as far as Ohio. Actually, some people reported as far as Chicago, but it wasn't there. It wasn't their own earthquake. It was just the seismic shift of it. So
yeah, but you know, like I said, they're about to start some more studies to find out exactly what's going on and whether what they were doing is actually the cause, and you know, get some more information about it. That's the thing to do. They don't know all the details yet, and the more they can find out, the better.
Yes, absolutely. Vani, your thoughts?
The point of this story is that what Christians of certain
No, that's just that. It's just what? That these earthquakes happen because of us, not because, you know, it's not. That's not so
God.
Much. Yeah, it's not an act of God. I thought this could be a good segue before we go into the religious. It's just general news that the earthquake happened out there, and this was.
Well, we still use that term "act of God" in America, insurance companies, to describe these type of incidents. You know.
Oh yeah.
I think we would get that verbiage out of insurance.
Oh, I wish we could.
It's called natural disaster here, and that's probably what I would surmise it to be here.
So does that mean I can sue God next time a tree hits my truck?
No, because it was all in his plan. You
yes.
See.
Gotcha.
So.
But if it's his plan.
Sorry.
Frack plan.
I think this is fracking ridiculous.
It is. Did you have any other thoughts on that, Vani?
I just wanted to clarify that it was part of that, because I'm sorry I didn't read it. Was part of that article that they're actually, like, you know, the fundies, the end of world people. Are they actually saying that this is another sign from God? Or
no, I'm just elaborating on that.
Or ad-libbing.
I'm just kind of ad-libbing on that. But I mean, it just this was the actual cause of the earthquake. It was actually just drilling, and that's what, because earthquakes in Ohio generally don't happen. I mean, especially down in Columbus. I mean, when was the last time, like Dan said, when was the last time you heard of an earthquake in Columbus?
So is this fracking then? Okay, so just another question then. Is this fracking, are they speculating that it may actually be doing some underlying damage here then and creating tremors?
Yes, that's what. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's basically it. Because what they do is, they force down a chemical, which they will not disclose, of what this is. And it's going into the aquifer, and it's causing pressures to build up to force out their chemicals. So
why are they allowed to do this? Why is
this
legal?
It's America. Perfectly it's America. It's it's perfectly legal too. And you know what's even worse is that there's people who what they have this fracking procedure being done. They can actually, when they go to their taps, they turn the water on. They can actually light the water that's coming out of their faucet on fire. This is not a matter. Not
They're
I'm not.
Allowed.
I am not
legal?
Kidding. This is, and it's perfectly legal.
America the Beautiful.
Yes.
Oh yeah. My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see this done.
I've there
is
there,
on YouTube.
I will.
Oh
yeah.
Sweet.
Yes.
I'll find the YouTube link for you here with the water faucet.
Yeah. But yeah, it's something else. Did you have anything else left to say on that then, Vonnie? Or
I think that should not be legal.
I don't think
fracking
it should be
bad.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it should be illegal too. But it's for them. It's perfectly legal. Medusa, your thoughts?
Oh well, you know the environment. Who needs it?
Yeah, just us.
just us. I know. Fracking bad. They can find a different way to find bedrock water than sticking harmful chemicals down pipes. And, you know, if you want to light something on fire, get your mother's Aquanet can and have a good time.
There you go.
But, yeah, but it should not be coming out of your tap.
No.
That's how I feel about that. That's just fracking horrible.
Yes, it is.
Fracking shame is what it is. But it's given us a new curse word, and for that I am grateful.
Yes.
I'm just like, close
actually, they use that. About... Actually, they use that on Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. See. it's actually a procedure that they use. It's called fracking. So, but in the show, they used it as a curse word. Eric,
it's the new F word in my house.
There you go, Eric. Your thoughts?
I had some.
This is why we call you have no thoughts.
That's right. See, you were supposed to skip Jeannie and come to me. And because you didn't do that, it screwed up everything.
That's all right.
I'm fucking pissed.
I don't know. There's some more. I'm okay with the fact that they're researching this because we need to know all the different harms and stuff like that could come about from anything, basically from fracking and all that. So I'm
yes.
Okay with that and making sure that everything is healthy and sanitary and that these oil companies keep things clean, you know, because even though we need to try and get to this oil, we need to make sure we don't hurt people to get to the oil. So I'm okay with them investigating and hopefully, you know, we find out what the cause of everything is. So.
Yeah.
I'm still blaming global warming. Damn you, Al Gore. Damn you. Why must you keep talking and polluting our air?
Al Gore? Who's Al Gore?
Nice. Okay, well, let's get moving on. Oh, yeah. There is a guy out in New York. He's been arrested and he's in the hospital. But that's, you know, what's that to religion? Because he was apparently suspected in arranging bombing Islamic centers and Muslim centers and other religions who were not Christian. He wasn't going around bombing Christian centers. He was just bombing people of other faiths. So another wonderful Christian out there running around that has got his head so screwed on so tightly or backwards or whatever that any other faith is obviously they're either terrorists or they're just an affront to him and they're spooky or whatever. I mean, Christianity in itself is kind of spooky too because if you actually read the Bible, you'd understand why this stuff is just total nonsense. But this guy is using his religion, which is Christianity, to say, well, I got to push these people out, so I'm going to use the act of God in his brain, his little tiny brain. In his mind, he's thinking he's doing God's work and firebombing these places. It's just people who think Christianity is a religion of peace, I'm sorry, it's not. And this is what happens when you put religion into the minds of people who are just mentally unstable to begin with. I mean, religion is a mentally unstable disease and a virus as it is, a mental virus. But you put it into somebody who's already mentally unstable, you might as well just throw all caution to the wind right there. I mean, you might as well just hand a two-year-old a loaded gun and say, here, fire away. I mean, that you're going to have the same results. Dan, your thoughts.
This one's a little bit interesting because it's the Islamic Cultural Center was one of the sites. There were some other sites where the man apparently had some personal grievances. He threw the firebombs at the Islamic Center in part, he said, because he wasn't allowed to use their bathroom. he's from Guyana. He lives in Queens, and they've taken him to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation.
Aww.
And he's in custody. And I don't think this is religious motivated by religious hatred.
You don't think so, huh?
I kind of would rather think that this guy is just a nutball and really was angry that he couldn't go in and use their bathroom.
Hmm. Well, that's an interesting take. That's an interesting take. Maybe I read it wrong then, or not at all. Well, I'm sorry. I sometimes kind of glanced over it, and I must have missed that part.
So, some of it was also at a convenience store. One of the bodegas there in Queens that he also had an issue with. A little bit odd.
But when it hits the news, it comes out on Packard's end as a religious fanatic doing something, and I think that's how it appears to the rest
That's how it was presented in very many of the news stories. Mm. And it's odd because I would expect, you know, the liberal media to be, you know, pulling a Fox News and not mentioning any of the fact that, you know, it was an Islamic center that was targeted.
Yeah. Well, if it had been a church that had been targeted, you know, Fox would have been all over it in a heartbeat.
Exactly. But they, you know, the way that this came out and was presented was that, you know, he was arrested on a hate crime charge, and it's like if you know, throwing a firebomb at an Islamic center is not a hate crime if you're doing it just for a reason that has nothing to do with them to being Islamic.
Yeah, but it turns out that this is still a developing story.
Definitely. Yes. We
still more find out more about it. Maybe his story is going to change, and they'll say, yeah, he was religiously motivated, and he just used that as an excuse, say they wouldn't let me use the bathroom. I mean, come on now, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, you know, it was the Islamic Center, the convenience store, and three personal residences that, you know.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's just a whole other thing there, I guess. Yeah. Vonnie, your thoughts?
What was his excuse for the convenience store and the three other places of residence? Were they not going to let him use the bathroom either?
Probably. Who knows?
Yeah, there's something more to this, and I think they wouldn't let me use the bathroom would be a very convenient excuse, so you would not be charged with a hate crime. But
that's an interesting thought.
My opinion, but who throws a firebomb at people? Like, get a grip, you know.
Yeah.
Whether it was religious or otherwise, clearly he needs help. But if it were religious, I wouldn't be shocked.
Yeah.
If it's not religious, I'm not shocked either. People do crazy things.
Right? Yeah. All in the name of religion too.
Well, and I'm just saying that people do crazy things without religion.
Oh, yeah,
well.
They do. Oh, yeah, they do.
But I agree with you in the fact that religion is like a weapon, depending on whose hands it is in.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
But it would be unfortunate if he were pegged in that light if it were not true.
Yeah.
Although, like I say, I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Yeah. No, but I'm with you there, Vonnie. If it turns out that it was not, and he's just nuts, and I'm with you on that too, Dan. If it just turns out he's just nutsoid, then, you know, I will, then we won't have to worry. You know, it's not, I wouldn't say we have to worry about it, but it's,
yeah.
I would say that, you know, then he's been, I wouldn't say railroaded, but along those lines. Just,
yeah. For that, just, but it's certainly, if I
think, is odd because one of, The convenience store he had tried to shoplift from and had threatened the owners when they tossed him out. And one of the residences was one of his in-laws. Mm. So, you know, there's a lot of various motivations going on. And I think he just, you know, it was like the movie Falling Down. He just got fed up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
exactly. But certainly, okay. So it had nothing to do with religion. And sadly, though, that doesn't mean, well, that, you know, religion, it's all perfectly okay now then.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of not. So it is so bad that that was our first leap of thought to say that is actually how bad religion is as a weapon, because that was our first inkling to think that.
Yeah.
And it's not even hard to believe like that. Or, you know what I mean? That was our first thought.
Yes.
Or y'all just prejudice against religious people.
Well, No, but religion, you bet. I'm totally prejudiced.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Deuce, your thoughts.
Well, I think that the guy is a nut. He's a 24-carat, you know, nut. Religion, I think maybe they jumped the gun on this one.
I think I did too, a little bit too, actually.
No, it's a good story to address because what do we cling to in this country? You know, we cling to religion in America, and we use it as an excuse for a variety of crimes and good deeds, you know,
mm-hmm.
when it suits people. Sorry, Eric.
don't worry, I'm used to it by this point.
But I've got to say that my friends, and I'm lucky enough to have two or three friends in the Middle East and countries that really shouldn't be feeding to me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they got this story, and they do view it as a religious hate crime, whether he's a nut or not.
Mm.
So if you want to look at foreign policy and how our religious practices are viewed by the rest of the world, yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's a big deal in Qatar, let me tell you. It's a big deal in Iraq, let me tell you. It's a big deal in Cyprus.
Yeah. You know? And I think I've seen something like that where somebody had done mm-hmm. something to a Muslim center or whatever. It wasn't motivated like that, but they took it that way. So I have to agree with you on that point. Eric, your thoughts?
Crazy is as crazy does, regardless of religion or not. This guy evidently has a lot of emotional problems.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy they managed to take care of him before he killed anyone or seriously hurt anyone. I mean, yeah, it sucks that he burnt down some places that he most probably shouldn't have burnt down, but you can rebuild those. You can't rebuild a life.
Right.
So I'm happy that they managed to get to him before then.
Yeah, it says here that at the time that there were 80 people, worshippers, gathered in one of the Muslim centers at the time. So he could have potentially had killed somebody, actually.
Well, he could have, but they got him before then. So, yeah. I'm not trying to...
He was kind of inept at making the bombs, too. They didn't really explode, especially the one at the corner store. It just kind of leaked some gasoline out that caught on fire. All of them pretty much did that. Nobody was injured anywhere, and little or no damage.
I wouldn't even know how to make one. I mean, if someone around here, being this is Wisconsin, you asked for a Molotov cocktail, they probably had you a drink. I'll have the Molotov cocktail. Yes, here it is.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't he illegal too? For some reason, I remember that, and I don't know if it's the same person or not.
I don't think so. He is from Guyana, but okay. I think he's in the country legally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, if he was, and he's not now, they're going to be chasing him out now. So the next story here, a child was sacrificed to the gods to offer.
What gods?
Yes, exactly. But this was over in India. They sacrificed this small child and cut out her liver so that they would have a good crop. I thought this kind of stuff didn't happen anymore. This is 2012.
Yeah,
I mean,
but look at where it happened.
Yeah, of course.
I think that's a better.
You know, yeah, but I understand that. But still, this is. I hadn't seen in the 40 years. 41 years I've been alive, I've never seen a story like this. I mean, the last time I heard about anything remotely like this was the Aztecs. I mean, that was a couple thousand years ago. I mean, please, really? Since when do we take children and sacrifice them to the land or and cut out their livers? So we think that's going to make the crops grow. No, what you do is you get the farmer's almanac, and then you look through that and say, hey, this is a good day to grow crops. You know, this is another country, so they have to get the Indian version of the farmer's almanac. Or just go to the store and get some fertilizer. This helps crops, not livers. I mean, it's not even good with onions, okay? Dan, your thoughts?
It's not that unusual over there, unfortunately. There were a couple sacrifices that they assume were child sacrifices last year in that same area, mm-hmm. and a man whose head was not found.
Oh, nice.
It's also reminds me of the albino children in Africa who are being killed and beheaded for witchcraft or for their body parts to be used in rituals in several places in Africa. It's disgusting that superstitious beliefs about your gods are more important than someone's life.
Yes.
That's just disgusting, reprehensible, and there is no excuse for it.
Exactly. I mean, I almost completely forgot about that story there, Dan, which you're talking about, the albino children. I mean, they're what you said, that they're killing them not just for that, but because they think that they are witches or whatever. That's why they're being killed. It's just a deficiency of their genome. That's they have to come out like this. I mean, there's people here in America that are probably albino too, and they're walking around. No one's going after them with a butcher knife to say, "Hey, you're a witch," you know. Hey, you know. It's just, but this is just so bizarre. I had, like I said, I had not seen being a story like this in a while. Ivana, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's just crazy, but does demonstrate though how important reason and logic and education is, because you said, look where it happened. Well, exactly. The further away from ignorance, the further away from religious nonsense.
Yeah.
And the closer you are to ignorance, the more religious rituals such as this and worse go on. So it's a case in point. It was a good point. Look where it happened. And look where religion is, like Denmark. I think 21% of Denmark say religion is important. And, you know, if you look at the statistics globally, religion is very dangerous. It's very toxic.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. And especially, it's not even a Christian religion. It's just a religion of some goofy thing.
No,
whatever.
I didn't mean Christianity.
Oh, no. I'm just
absolutely
saying. I'm just pointing that out I'm not accused of being just a Christian basher. I'm just saying this is a religion in itself. It's just one of those weird things that they just come up with, who know, for...
Well, and more importantly, it's ignorance, and that's where religion comes from. That's
exactly
how religion was born. I don't care what religion it is. It came from ignorance.
Exactly.
Exactly. Yeah.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Bonnie speaks the truth. You know, fruit from the poison tree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, religion is religion. I don't care if you call it generic religion or Hindu religion or what kind of name you put before it. It is still religion, and religion, as she said, is toxic. That this is still happening someplace in the world, do I find this shocking? I wish I did, but I don't.
Mm.
And I think that disturbs me more than anything else, is that this is still allowed to go on in what we believe to be a modern, civilized society. But it's only pockets of civilization, and civilization for people who can afford it, apparently.
Yeah. It does say, because it's over in India there, it also says these victims are often ritually killed by witch doctors to appease gods, spirits, and deities. So it's really appalling. Eric, your thoughts?
It doesn't surprise me that some of this stuff still goes on. Not everywhere do we have information and education going on that explains, you know, this isn't what caused your crops to grow. However, I could have totally used this for some of my students. I'm just saying.
Well, now you got the story, Eric. You can still use it. Maybe later.
Oh, okay. I just got to be in India for it to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I tried to make the crops grow.
Oh, that's, I see what you're going at. Little Johnny didn't pass the test. Guess we're going to sacrifice him to the math gods.
Whatever. Little Johnny, talk back to me. Definitely getting sacrificed. Might as well paint some lamb blood on them now. Let's go.
From the conservative, no less. What would the liberals do?
They're not taking Eric's class, that's for sure.
Sorry, Eric. Bonnie.
So there we go, I'm done.
Okay. Okay, well, let's move into our... Oh, I can't comment anymore on that one. That's just too much. Let's move into our next segment. Our funny tweet tonight comes from Bad Astronomer. That's BadAstronomer. And he says, I haven't seen Indiana Jones before tonight, and now I want to crystallize my skull for 4,000 years. If you ever seen the, those crystal skulls, they pop up occasionally. These things are, they put one of these they put one under not electron microscope, but they put one under something that's even more powerful than I remember hearing. But what they did was they found out there are little grooves in there that show that these things are machine made. So with modern tools, these crystal skulls are they're bogus. And they're not as old as people think they are. They're just some big piece of crystal, someone to the shape of a skull. So it's not real, folks. So you can put your crystal skulls back on the shelf and just look at it because there's no magical powers there. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the guy who presented most of these crystal skulls to the world was the only one who would, you know, say where they came from and stuff. He probably made quite a few of them himself.
Yeah.
Interesting movie. And, I've often thought after enough PET scans that maybe my own skull will glow in the dark through my skin. But I'm not there yet. But I've got one coming up next month, so maybe that one will do it.
Hey, maybe you'll be triggered there finally. You'll be that, like that skull thing that was on that one cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go. You won't. No one will need to give you. You will never. You could. You'll be able to give lights, but just by sticking your head forward. You need a light. Yeah, sure.
I'll be able to get rid of the flashlight app on my smartphone.
There you go, and you'll never get lost in the dark. Vonnie, your thoughts?
I don't want to steal Eric's line, so I'm going to pass on this one.
Okay.
Thanks, Vonnie.
Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, that was slick. I am neither a fan of the movies, and I think crystal skulls are just metaphysical hoo-ha. That's what I think about it. It's just religion
what
dressed
she
up.
Said.
Thank you for leaving me that segue. It's just more religious hoo-ha wrapped
hoo-ha.
Up in a pretty package. Yeah, hoo-ha is very technical.
That's
the people
work.
In Canada. They know.
Yeah.
So, hoo-ha. Very, very funny. I mean, I would like to have one. And if everybody's going to Taco Bell, apparently, after the show, maybe they're giving them away there. I would like to have one for my collection.
Buy a chalupa and get a crystal skull.
Oh, yeah. You're cute. Taco Bell. Wiki. Okay. I'm done with that.
Hey, Eric, your thoughts?
Yeah, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull was a crappy movie. I must concur.
Actually, I don't think I've seen that one. Don't.
Don't go down that dark road.
Oh, my God. Indiana Jones and space aliens is never a good mix. You know, and I'm very forgiving of George Lucas. I'm a Star Wars fan, and I forgave him for many of the things that he did in the prequels.
Mm-hmm.
But I just can't forgive him for what he did with Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Man, it was I still cringe at. Oh.
Yeah, he did. There was a lot of weird stuff that he put in his movies. So.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout out this evening is from Dan, and that's. His shout out is for Rude Hamster. That's RudeHamster. Apparently he's from London. I didn't know hamsters could be rude, but apparently there is one that's out on Twitter there. So give Rude Hamster a follow. And Dan, will you tell us a little bit about Rude Hamster?
Rude Hamster, you've got to watch out for those cheeky little hamsters in London. They might turn on you at any moment. Rude Hamster's a lot of fun, has a great sense of humor, is very much, how do I want to put it, a small-L libertarian-minded. He likes to talk about personal liberties, and had a very good picture at Christmas time of three baby cheeses in a manger.
Nice. I would have thought a rude hamster is someone, you know, Karen is packing heat. Maybe he, you know, just don't bug me, man. Don't bug me. You better give me my celery, or there's gonna be some trouble here.
Hamsters deserve respect too.
And celery is bad for them, just so you know.
Oh, is it?
Yes, it is actually.
Really?
That's what killed my last hamster.
Yeah, celery's not actually good for any animals. Too much water.
Oh, I would have thought.
You want to keep parsley away from your parrots, too. It's true.
Somebody's got a bird here. It's not me. I've got five cats.
That would be Vonnie. She's the one with the what kind of bird you got there, Vonnie?
Oh, I have a Quaker parrot.
Oh, a Quaker parrot. Oh, nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
Talk.
The cutest. She mimics like the cats, and she mimics sounds. She doesn't mimic talking, and I've never tried to teach her to say words, so she just picks up what she likes best, I guess.
Oh, well, wait till someone actually accidentally swears. That's the one that they'll pick up on. Just like little children.
Teach her frack.
There you go.
Well, it's PG.
There you go. All right. Well, our question of the week from from 2 weeks ago, actually, just before we had our year-end wrap-up was what holiday tradition could you have done without and why? And we had in those weeks, we had one reply, and that was from Johnson. It says, I could have done without the Charlie Brown Christmas special because it was mopey and depressing.
Okay.
But you know, since you had just joined us from last week there, Medusa, I should have asked you this. What was the holiday tradition you could have done without this last year, and why?
Yeah, well, I did without it. Decorating the house.
Oh, there you go. That's
what. Well, in this economy, well, I know the jobless rate has dropped a bit, but still, why do I want to advertise that I've got stuff in my house?
There you go.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it, but I'm paranoid and cynical.
There you go. All right, well, for the question for this week, and be sure to get your question replies to myself, to Dan, to Vonnie, to Eric, or to Medusa. And we'll give you our Twitter names here towards the end of the show, or at the end of the show, so hold on to those. But the question for this week is, if you could only eat at two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why? Dan, what two restaurants would you, if you could only eat at two restaurants for the rest of your life, what would two restaurants would they be?
Nataya and Peking Garden.
Really? Interesting. And, why would you want both
here in Champaign. There's... Peking Garden is a Chinese restaurant about half a block away from Nataya, which is a Thai restaurant, and they both have absolutely wonderful food.
I'll have to try that. You'll have to send me some, Dan, because I've never had Thai food, at least, you know, except for the Thai fighter. Never mind. Sorry, geek moment.
Did someone say Star Wars?
Vonnie, if you could only eat at two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why?
Choppers. It's a salad bar restaurant. It's like the best salad, though, you'll ever have in your life.
Really?
Or at least the best salad I've ever had in my life. Really, really good. Extremely overpriced, but...
And what would be the other place?
I think that's the only one, really.
You don't eat at one restaurant? Really?
I can't. Restaurant food just really hurts me. So.
Really? Oh, okay. Well, that's fine if you eat it. You can choose just one restaurant, I suppose. Sure.
That's the only one I would, because it's the only one that wouldn't hurt my tummy. So. Oh. I'm so practical.
Oh, God.
I don't know. That's all I've got. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Medusa, if you could eat at only two restaurants the rest of your life, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why?
Bing! The Golden Ox and my family's bar. Why? Because they're free. There. Okay.
Excellent.
That's a good reason. That's an excellent reason. Free and food. My two favorite words. When I put the FF out on, that's free food. That's not Follow Friday. That's free food.
Kids, free food? Oh, honey, please, take me there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric, If you could eat at only two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why?
Man, you see, this is going to be hard for me because I live in the state and area that makes cooking an art form.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do I choose? There's so many. We have a local restaurant out here called Blue Dog Cafe, and mm-hmm. it's actually a really good restaurant for some good cuisine. Mm-hmm. Then we have – I like – oh, no, I don't know what to pick.
You don't have to choose the food, just the restaurant.
But that's the issue. Because, okay, we have Blue Dog Cafe. We have a McAllister's. I like McAllister's. We have Jason's Deli. I like Jason's Deli. We have some specialty shops that are to die for. There's one within the area that I hear is amazingly good called Café de les Amis. Mm-hmm. You know, we have all kind of, oh, man, I don't know. I don't know if I could select just two. I want it all.
Eric wants them all. He wants.
What day of the week are we on?
Single, Eric?
I'm engaged.
He's engaged to an.
Can she cook?
Yes, she can cook. She can cook.
Then good. We're gonna put her to work.
She may disagree with you on that one. But
then she does.
You
not
can try. Cook. You can try.
All right. Well, Eric is trying to. He's probably getting hungry just thinking about it now.
I am, man. Look, we went out today. Right before the show, I was helping a friend of mine move, and part of the agreement was that she would feed us. Ah. So, oh, man.
I see.
I brought some food home, so maybe after this.
Yeah. It's not a question you want to eat on an empty – a question you want to think about while you're on an empty stomach.
Yeah, friends help you move. Real friends help you move bodies.
That's right.
You keep coming back to the body parts.
There you go. For myself, if I could only eat two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, one of them would be actually Hardee's. That's a fast food restaurant. It's also known as Carl's Jr. Because they have their Frisco burgers and things like that. They're just delicious. We refer to this as food porn because it's just overwhelming delicious. The other one.
Fair to Frisco.
That's
where I live, and I promise you will no longer call it food porn.
Well, I'll have to come down there, Eric. I'll have to come down there. You'll have to treat me and the kids, and we won't call it food porn anymore. But
he's in my backyard, Eric.
And the other place I would think would be for myself anyway. Because I'm on the go all the time. I have to have. Fast food. I mean, I don't have time to sit down for a real good meal, except for when I make it. So the other place I would have to be with Subway, because I like the meatball sandwiches. What can I say? If I want, they also actually make little pizzas too. So if I want pizza, I can get that there, and chicken at the other place too if I want it. So that's all I eat is burgers and chicken. my culinary variety is not very well sampled, unfortunately. So if you have an answer for if you could only eat at two restaurants, fast food or otherwise, what would they be and why? Just get those out to us. Put them in the comments at peckerpokes@wordpress.com, and we'll have all the links for all the stories we talked about tonight on the show. And if you want to contact us, you can reach us on Twitter. Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RelUnrelated.
Right. And if you want to reach Vonnie, she's on Twitter as
Evolution Child. EvolutionChild_CHILD.
Right. If you want to reach Medusa on Twitter as
You can reach me as Medusa Rance at MEDUSA. _RANTZ.
Right. And you can reach Eric on Twitter as
You can email me pictures of hot lesbians at @sonics. Sucks.
Make sure you don't send it to Packard_Sonic@yahoo.com because I don't want to see those kind of pictures in my email box. Well,
this show always make you run a temperature, is my double pneumonia.
Or you can tweet me at I have no thoughts, I, H-A-V-E, in OTHOUGHTS.
Right. And you can reach me on Twitter as Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can reach the show at on Twitter as Packard Pokes At. Last week I said Packard Sonic, all one word. That's my other account when I'm off the air because I've been tweeting too much at Packard_Sonic. But if you want to follow the show, it's Packard Pokes At, all one word, on Twitter. You can find the show notes at packardpokesat.wordpress.com, and you can leave a comment there or about the show and everything. So anyway, we've had a really good show. I'm glad everybody showed up in the chat room tonight. We had turned out quite a number of viewers tonight. Thank you so much for coming to the show, and we hope everybody enjoyed it. So this has been Packard Pokes At, and we just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.